is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The 2026 South Dakota Pesticide Container Recycling Drive is set to launch next week. With nearly 40 locations in South Dakota slated to accept empty pesticide containers, 55 gallons in size or smaller. Pesticide Education Field Specialist Stephen Robertson with SDSU Extension explains the containers must be clean of visible residue with either pressure or triple rinsing.
That is a triple rinse. That is, you fill up the container with quarter way full of water, you shake it in one direction, you dump it back into hopefully your spray tank. Then you'll do that two more times, shake it in a different direction, dump it into your spray tank. We assume at that point after the third rinse that it's cleaned and that what you need to do is pull off the label, both that front panel. You can leave the sticky part on there. There should only be a small amount of water left in there and no visible pesticide residue.
This free collection, conducted by the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources, is designed for plastic pesticide containers, which will be recycled. Steel containers, 55 gallons in size or smaller, may also be brought to the collection sites. Robertson states, recycling pesticide containers is the best means of disposal.
You cannot burn these. Don't think that you can just throw it into your regular trash. Well, oftentimes these things carry pesticide residues. And so if you just throw it into your typical landfill, you could actually be creating more problems than you're solving.
The Pesticide Container Recycling Roadshow begins July 6th, collecting at nearly 40 sites through September 10th. For all the details, visit extension.sdstate.edu.